David holds a BA in political science from Murray State University and an MA in diplomacy from the University of Kentucky's Patterson School of Diplomacy and International Commerce. He freelances and manages a restaurant in DuPont Circle in Washington, D.C. now. And when time allows, he blogs on his site, Bourbon and Chai, Growing Up Persian in Kentucky. David, I want to actually start by asking your initial reaction to hearing the news that President Trump had banned future Iranians from entering the U.S. What were your initial thoughts?
When I first heard about it, I thought of like three things. The macro issues being, first, national security policy, where a ban on Muslims would only help the terrorist groups, help their recruitment. It would only push more people into their camp. It would be detrimental to our ability to project soft power, you know, where we would no longer be seen as a beacon of stability, a beacon of hope, a place of refuge. And then on the micro level, very personal level, I have family in Iran. They may have been deciding to wanting to come to the U.S. to visit, but now they're going to question whether or not it's feasible for them to try to apply for a visa. And then also just I have friends who are hurt by this.
What is the environment at the restaurant like in D.C.?
It's a pretty liberal city. It's pretty progressive. And because of its diversity or through its diversity, there's always been kind of a liberal skew to the city. But in terms of the restaurant itself and hearing people talk about what's going on and other places in general, it's been pretty negative towards the current administration, just simply because a lot of people that come into the restaurant and a lot of people that are just around D.C. either have worked in government or are currently working in government or have done things in foreign policy or national security, and they can see the initiatives and the decrees and the executive orders that the current administration is making. They can see how detrimental it is to our foreign policy and in our image in the world.
Kentucky's electoral votes went towards Trump in the election. What kind of response have you gotten from people back home in Bardstown?
There are a lot of people in my hometown that did vote for this and did kind of support this agenda. And so my next kind of response was, I have to create this narrative that, hey, you know, when you vote for this person and he enacts this executive order that he said he was going to enact, you're partly responsible for the pain that I'm feeling right now. It was difficult to do because I know that I'm not there and my brother is there, my mom is there, my dad is there. So they would have to deal with any sort of fallout of me engaging in a way that could be considered provocative. But it was also like, I have to say this. If I don't say this, I'll feel like I've not done what I need to do. But at the same time, like, I understand where people who support the ban are coming from, in that religious extremism is a dangerous thing.
Was religion part of your upbringing?
Our household was non-denominational. You know, my dad grew up in Iran in the 40s and 50s, and it was a lot like the U.S., pretty secular. I mean, Islam played a role in life, but it wasn't in your face. But, you know, now I am Muslim. I characterize myself as someone who is not devout, or as my friend from my hometown calls me, a Monday Muslim, because I consume alcohol, I drink beer, bourbon, I eat pork. My wife is Christian, so it's not like I follow it to a T. I'm more kind of the what they call Sufi, which is you live it by the spirit of the law, not the letter of the law, and you're constantly kind of evolving in your spirituality.
This is something that you seem to have picked up from your father. I'd like to read a couple of segments from your article where you talk about your dad's journey from Iran to the U.S. and his seemingly innate sense of curiosity for others' cultures and beliefs. And I've cut a few words here and there for brevity, but here you write, "The constant learner. My father, who started a master's program in Christian spirituality, he wanted to learn more about Islam, but there wasn't a program in Kentucky. The path that led to his decision started years before, when he visited a monastery near our hometown. One of the monks took my father under his wing. Through discussions, my father became more interested in religious spirituality. This shouldn't have been surprising. My father has always been more Sufi than Orthodox Muslim. Before finishing his master's, the fire department named him as their chaplain. Their choice spoke volumes about their respect for my father and their tolerance for other religious perspectives. My father also became a hospice volunteer and a volunteer chaplain at the local hospital. He had many interesting exchanges with patients, one he relayed to me last year. I knocked on the door of this little old lady. I introduced myself and asked her if she wanted me to pray with her. She asked my name. I told her, Muhammad. She paused, then asked me if I was Muslim. I wasn't going to lie, so I said yes. Her response almost brought me to my knees. She said, well, I guess God put me here so I could meet a Muslim and learn we're not all that different.
You know, that moment for me, sorry, I'm going to get emotional here, I think, like, for my dad, a culmination of his whole life of, like, searching for meaning and what his identity was and what he was meant to do. And that, like, moment for him was a moment that brought all of that together and, like, kind of made him feel like, okay, this is why I was here. This is why I was put in this place, even though it took me 50 years to get there. It finally, you know, it all became clear for me. It just was a powerful moment of two humans interacting with one another and learning that we're not all that different and that we want similar things and we may have different ways of getting there. That's just kind of wonderful experience to hear from my dad. Hopefully the woman passed on the information or the experience to her family as well, and that may in some way, shape, or form change their opinions of Muslims.
Is that the way that you mentee has been a pioneer?
I use the term pioneer in a very specific way because in the Iranian American community, there are basically three professions that you're allowed to be: lawyer, doctor, engineer. And if you're not those three things, then you have failed your culture and your community. And that's kind of apocryphal, but you get my point. So what my dad has done, along with, you know, a few of his friends, they came here and they realized that those things were not things they wanted to be. And that for my dad, he wanted to be a teacher. And he realized that in America, he could achieve his dream of being a teacher and it would not be to his detriment. And he didn't stick to the kind of comfort zones of Washington, D.C. or L.A., which are two pockets of large Iranian American communities. He kind of struck out on his own and went to rural Kentucky for undergraduate work and then ended up in Bardstown. That's not something that Iranian Americans did and for the most part still don't do. And he was a pioneer in that he went to these places and kind of broke down the barriers for those communities.
In the article, you say that your father is the American dream. Trump has said many times that that dream is dead. Do you feel that there's any truth to that 2 years later after celebrating your father's 50th year in this country?
It's about the breaking down of barriers, continuing the being a part of the changing face of America, which is we're no longer simply white. We're biracial, multi-ethnic. We're not a mix of Western European countries. We're half Iranian, half American. We're half Japanese, half Iranian, half Turkish, half Cypriot, but grew up in Texas, all of those things. And it's kind of interesting to watch how the face of America has changed and how I'm a part of that. What I am seeing as my American dream is that we have a country that becomes more of a melting pot and less of a salad bowl, which we have been in the past, and we were in the past, and we're moving into something else entirely, which is great.